Grab your coffee. Let's do this. So I recently did a poll of this family asking, what do you like about my videos? What do you dislike about my videos? What can I do better? And one of the things that came up again and again was that you miss the coffee videos. So today I'm coming to you from my kitchen with my third cup of coffee for the day. That's right. So let's have coffee. I love coffee. Anyway, so I'm going to tell you a little story today. There is a set of twins that I know, and they have always been the very best of friends. They get along great. And at one point when we were all back in high school, I got a phone call from one of these girls. They went to a different school than I did. And she said, there's this girl at school and she's trying to come between us, meaning her and her sister. She said, I don't really understand what's going on. Long story short, the girl told one sister that the other sister had been flirting with her boyfriend and that they were secretly dating behind her back. And this was because the girl wanted to be friends with one of the sisters, but didn't want the other sister around. So while the one sister knew for sure, okay, this is definitely not something my sister would do to me, there was this little bit of doubt in the back of her mind where she kind of thought, that was a weird comment, or they did seem really close last time I saw them together. Let me tell you another story. When I was much younger, there was a certain narcissist in my life who did not like my very best friend. I never could understand exactly what her problem was with this friend, mind you, but for whatever reason, she did not like this girl. And she ended up putting all this stuff in my head. She kept telling me things like, you know what? You need to watch people like her. She's gonna go behind your back and she's gonna do X, Y, and Z and whatever, whatever. And I thought, that doesn't seem like her. And I even would say to this narcissist, listen, that's not this person. You need to understand that's not how this person acts. This person isn't like that. So the narcissist was like, okay, you'll see. Mark my words, she said. And while my friend never did one thing ever against me, she would make little comments during our conversations, which were not directed at me, but were simple like statements of her own self-confidence. And in my head, because this narcissist in my life had been twisting this message in my head, this falsehood in my head, even though logically I knew better, part of me was like, And at one point she said something that just threw me completely out of whack. And I just stopped talking to her for about 2 years. And I really regret that, because once I figured out what I was dealing with the narcissist in my life, I removed that person from my life. And now I had to go back and clean up that friendship. Thank goodness that my friend took me back. But we don't always get that lucky. Today at queenbeeing.com, we're going to talk about what it is that causes narcissists and toxic people to want to divide and conquer. So they divide by causing drama, they conquer by then having more control over you. This is a form of triangulation. So let's talk about it. So a really basic definition of triangulation is when one person gains control over a situation or over people by creating conflict between the two of them by manipulating one or both people, usually both, in that situation. So it's important to remember that a narcissist is always calculating, always thinking of ways they can manipulate and get more control over people and situations and all of that stuff. And since they think that most laws don't apply to them, most rules don't apply to them, narcissists are all about not taking any blame. They want to basically be the exception to every rule. The worst part of this is that in the process of using triangulation against us, or the divide and conquer method against us, the narcissist actually separates us from our friends and people we love. Not only people we love, but also people who we really need in our lives, people who we really connect with on a deeper level. And that is where I think it gets really scary, if you think about it. Because once they've isolated us, they really have full control, if you think about it. They have full control over who we are, what we do, what we eat, what we say and think and feel, at least after a while, in some extreme cases. Now, not every narcissist controls every aspect, so don't misunderstand me. And don't assume that because you have control over some things in your life, that you're not with a narcissist. But the bad thing is that when you are in a relationship with someone like this, one of the things that happens is that we don't realize that we're pushing these people away because of the narcissist. We think we're pushing them away for our own reasons. We don't recognize that we have been manipulated to do that. For example, in the case that I talked about in the beginning of this video, where I talked about my friend, who is my very closest friend, who was manipulated out of my life by a female narcissist in my life. And this is not uncommon. You see this a lot. You see this where you will see one woman lie to another woman and say, hey, this other girl doesn't like you, or she talked bad about you, or whatever, in order to separate the two females so that one friend can either control or be the only friend of another friend. You'll see this even sadly among toxic parents, where you will see like one child lifted up above the other while the other child sits over there and cries and feels bad about him or herself because the narcissist doesn't want the children to be close. In fact, I've even heard clients tell me that they were not allowed to be close to their siblings growing up because their parents didn't want them to, I guess, divide and conquer the parents. So by showing some kind of favoritism or golden child status to one child, all the other children feel angry at that child and they rebel against that child. And this creates, of course, division among the siblings in toxic families. Or maybe you have a situation where you have a woman who tells a friend that another friend flirted with her boyfriend, or a woman who flirts in front of her boyfriend with another man in order to create some sort of distance between them. As a matter of fact, I've seen a woman pull apart two best friends by pretending that her boyfriend's friend was flirting with her, and that was never really the case. He was just being polite, and she told a lot of lies, and the boyfriend couldn't get it out of his head. Or in situations, say at work, where you have a fellow coworker who wants to get the boss's attention, and in order to do that, talks bad about you. In any case, none of this is good. And in relationships, you know, whether we're talking about a familial relationship or a relationship with someone who is your romantic partner, you know, having someone in a relationship to separate you from someone that you really care about, I mean, ugh, it's overwhelming and exhausting. So why would narcissists do this? Well, number one, there is the loss of attention. They don't want to lose the attention that you give them, and this person might be someone who could cause them to lose your attention. And number two, the fear of replacement. So you might be thinking things like, well, why would so-and-so worry if I have a same-sex friend or opposite-sex friend, whatever you guys are not into? Or why would my mother not want me to have a friend? Or why would my friend not want me to be close to my sister? Well, here's the thing. It's that fear of replacement. How does that relate to those relationships? Well, it doesn't matter. It's all about narcissistic supply. See, your spouse doesn't want your friend to take your attention. Your friend doesn't want your other friend to take your attention. They don't want to be replaced. The time that you spend with them, they want that time. They don't want to wait. And then there's the fact that they don't want someone else to back you up. Do you understand what I mean? They don't want anyone to sort of have your back against them, right? So if they start to verbally abuse you, they don't want someone to point that out to you. They don't want anyone to say, you're in a bad relationship, honey. Do you understand what I mean? Anyway, so what is it that you experience when you're going through triangulation? How can you recognize that it's happening to you? Well, one of the first things that I think you should think about is always consider the source. Always think about who it is that's talking to you. And if you have a situation where you have, say, a narcissistic parent or even just somebody, a toxic friend, and they're talking bad about you to someone who you know supports you unconditionally, emotionally, or whatever, or who you know will have your back if that person does something to cause your life to be harder, think twice before you believe them, as was true in my case. I can't tell you how much I regret those 2 years I didn't talk to that friend of mine. But when you're going through this, you're probably worrying about, you know, what that other person is thinking about you or what people around you are thinking about you. You're worried about getting humiliated publicly or at least within your social circle or your family circle. You probably feel really protective of either yourself and or some other relationship in your life. So if they're saying that your spouse or significant other is flirting with someone else, then you're probably going to want to push that someone else away from you and them. And whether this person is actually really close to you or not is irrelevant here, because for whatever reason, the toxic person is trying to manipulate that person out of your life. Now you might, if you're anything like I was, you might feel like you want to sort of just stop all the rumors and set everything straight and tell everybody what the truth is. Or you might want to have everybody sit down and have some sort of like almost intervention where you just like, let's just lay it all out on the line and figure out what's going on here. That's never going to work. See, the thing is that when you do something like that, when you do kind of publicly call out a triangulation like that, you're kind of sort of biting. You're doing what the narcissist or the toxic person wants you to do in that situation. Quite honestly, in some cases, I really think that the narcissist wants you to freak out and publicly rage and have a big scene in the middle of everything, because if you do that, then you look like you're crazy, which is exactly what they were probably trying to make everybody think in the first place, if you're being honest. So, like I always tell you, one of the most important things to do here is to think about what you have control over in this situation. And what is that? That's yourself and your own perception, your own reactions, nothing else. You can't control what that other person does. You can only control the way you react to that stuff, right? So stay focused on that, what you can control, and don't allow this person's stuff to get in your head. Now, I know that's so much easier said than done, believe me. But when you realize what you're dealing with, then is the time for you to take action and really think about who said what and what it all means, and ultimately decide how you're going to handle it. If you know for sure that your friend probably didn't do those things that they're being accused of, or that your sister didn't do it, whatever, really think twice about the source. Which of those two people has hurt you more in your life? Think about it and talk to the other person. Talk to your friend or your sister or your whoever it is that's being smeared in this case, or that's being used in this triangulation. If you're the one not being accused of something, if you are the one being accused of something, then if you feel the other person will trust and believe you, and I would only make this effort once, but I would reach out to the other person and I would say, if you know me, you know I didn't do those things, and here's my side of the story. And if that person can't trust you and understand you at that point, say, well, I'm going to let you, you know, I'm going to give you some space, and you come and talk to me when you are ready and we'll figure it out. But please know that I didn't do XYZ or whatever. But if you are the person who is being manipulated with this triangulation and not the person being accused, if you can bring yourself to do it, go and talk to the person who's being accused if you believe that they might be innocent here. And I know it's difficult to come across and figure that out when you've been so deeply manipulated by the narcissist, but just do your best to give it a shot. You might, like I did, end up saving one of the most important friendships or relationships in your life. It's worth a try. Be as objective as you can and always just verify every fact that someone like this tells you. And do your best to really keep in contact with those people who are important to you that you trust as much as you can. It's difficult when you're in a relationship with a narcissist because they try to push everybody away from you. They want you completely isolated so they can control you and tell you what you think and what you feel and all of that stuff. The best thing you can do if somebody does start that tactic with you and you recognize it is just refuse to engage in it. Say, you know what, I'll talk to them about that, but thank you for bringing this to my attention. If you want to say that much, make sure that you're spending time with the different people in your life, not just the one person. You know, make sure you're seeing your friends and your family and anyone else who's important to you kind of on a balanced basis. And ultimately, again, remember what I told you, keep your own control. You are the one who decides how you feel, how you react, how you perceive a situation. So try to see it as raw and honest as you can, and like take the narc glasses off. You know what I'm saying? Try to stay focused on the truth and not the illusion that the narcissist wants you to see. If you're dealing with somebody who has narcissistic personality disorder or any other personality disorder, you just might want to take anything they tell you with a grain of salt. They might be manipulating you just to kind of make something happen, to get some desired outcome to happen in their own situation. If you're told something that is shocking or upsetting to you, take a minute or 10 and breathe and decide how you're going to react to it. Try to kind of develop a habit of not reacting initially. Just take a deep breath and think about it for a minute. It could change everything. I'm not saying that you have to be a total, you know, ice cube, but try to stay in touch with your emotions. Like, you don't want to not have emotions, but you want to sort of have really close contact with them. You want to be really in touch with them and understand, like, if you suddenly start feeling anxious and upset, Ask yourself why that is. Be self-aware. Be intentional about what you're vibrating out into the world, right? So do you want to vibrate fear and anxiety and upset? You really don't, because if you do, well, then more of those things come into your life. Remember that you can't control anyone else. You can only control yourself. And remember that your power lies in yourself. You are powerful as an individual. You are able to control how you see the world, how you perceive the situations and the things and the people in your life, and you are able to decide what to do from there. It is not the narcissist's responsibility or right to tell you who you can trust, who you are, what you may believe, what you may think. Remember that. I know they want to tell us who we are and what we can believe and think, but that's not their job, not their right, not their responsibility. It's okay to walk away from somebody who's being toxic. You don't have to sit there and take it, whether they're being toxic to you or about someone else. If you're feeling uncomfortable in the situation, walk away. You're allowed to do that. And if you're not, you have things to think about, my friend. Do you really want to be in a relationship with someone that has that much control over you? So what do you think about all of this? Have you been in a situation where you have been a victim of the divide and conquer method of manipulation? That's the question of the day. Have you experienced this? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Now, I want to just say a few things to you right now before I wrap up, if you're still here. I have been doing my best for several years now to serve this community, and it's really important to me that I do serve you in the way that you need me to serve you. So if you are a regular viewer of mine or you'd like to become one, welcome back or welcome for the first time. I am trying to make videos that make you feel comfortable, that make you feel understood, that work for you as an individual. So if there's something I can do for you that would make my videos more comfortable for you, that would make my videos more educational for you or just more helpful or less annoying, tell me. I'm doing my best to find a happy medium that makes everyone happy. I know some people love the new polished look where I've got the studio thing behind me. Some people want to see me sitting with a cup of coffee. And so I'm trying to find a way to serve everyone that wants to watch my videos best. So tell me if there's anything that you would like me to know about how I can be better for you or just better in general. Or if you don't have anything nice to say, I guess, you know, tell me that too. One last note, I just want to let you know, I intend to start doing more live streams, and I have a new way that you can get in touch with me. So if you have questions for me and I haven't had a chance to answer them through comments or email yet, which I do spend a few hours every day answering messages, but I don't get through all of them because I do get hundreds a day. So I found this new way that I can connect with you cheaper so that you don't have to pay for a whole hour of coaching if you just have one question. And maybe more directly because it's through this app where we can actually text each other back and forth. So again, that is queenbeing.com/ask-Angie. I'll put it on the screen right here. Or you can go ahead and go right over to the link in the description below, which I will put right in the, after the first few lines of the description. All right. Okay. Thanks. Anyway, I am about to wrap up, but before I do, I'm just going to say a quick thank you to all of my channel sponsors, everyone who helps support me here. And as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you somewhere up there and hit that subscribe button if you haven't already so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.